transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another edition of the Santa Cruz County School Superintendent's Office Educational Forum. Just a reminder, this is an opportunity for us, the Santa Cruz County School Superintendent's Office and County School Superintendent Alfredo Velasquez. We have the opportunity to shed light on wonderful things that are happening here in Santa Cruz County in the educational system. Today I am with two very good friends, Francisco Padilla, the regional director from First Things First. Welcome, Francisco.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And Jennifer Argayos, from the Family Resource Center, program director, University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. Did I get it right?
You got it right. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right, perfect. Thank you. And we are extremely excited today. Today's February 1st, so we are celebrating the 6th annual Early Childhood Education Awareness Month. This is the 6th year that we've celebrated during February the importance of early childhood education. We are going to start off the interview, start off the segment with a very informative video from our County School Superintendent Alfredo Velasquez.
Good morning, my name is Alfredo Velasquez. I am the Santa Cruz County School Superintendent. Today is February 1st. And today we begin a celebration and an awareness of the importance of early childhood education. For the past 6 years, the Santa Cruz County School Superintendent's Office has sponsored this initiative throughout Santa Cruz County. In the last 6 years, we have seen this program expand tremendously, providing professional development, additional activities, and providing incentives for our preschool educational communities. We have also began to honor community members that have had an important role in education for early childhood youngsters. These people represent community organizations, the medical profession, and the teaching profession. This year, I am honored and proud to announce that 10 people will be awarded the Award of Excellence of Early Childhood Education. The last 2 years have been very difficult for Santa Cruz County, across the state, and across the country, as we have dealt with COVID-19. It has had a tremendous impact in our educational communities, especially our preschools and our daycare centers. We have seen the impact that it's had on families and the ability to continue to have the educational services that were provided before COVID-19. Studies have shown that students entering kindergarten are coming in with the learning abilities of a three-year-old. We, as a community, need to continue to move forward in promoting early childhood education as best we can. Online, through telephone, and by bringing together our families as we have throughout the last 2 years. I want to thank all the organizations in Santa Cruz County for their commitment and dedication during this difficult time, because I know that you all have worked very hard to make sure that every child and every family in this county has received the necessary educational services that are needed. I also want to extend my gratitude to the Early Childhood Board of Directors, who have been instrumental in putting together a lot of the activities and planning the month-long celebration for early child education. I also would like to thank Chris Young, who has played a critical role in making sure that this initiative that is critical is not done without having an impact in our preschools and our family-centered organizations. I want to thank our early childhood educators for their commitment and dedication as well. They are the true heroes in all this. Their passion for teaching and making sure that they're reaching out to every child is very much valued and appreciated. As a former educator and as a former first grade teacher, I know the importance of early childhood education. I thank everyone in the community who has embraced this initiative and who's become a partner with us in promoting the importance of early childhood education. It's not only for our office or for the organizations, but it is a initiative that we have been able to make sure it is shared with other organizations throughout Santa Cruz County. My office has a grant funded through First Things First. It is called Los Padres. And I'd like to acknowledge the work that these ladies have done in the community. Regardless of the circumstances, they reached out to every family, had contact them with them through social media or by phone, and provided Zoom meetings to make sure that they would come together and be able to share ideas and discuss problem-solving situations. So I also would like to thank our superintendents throughout the county for the leadership that they have also shown throughout this difficult time, as well as our teachers and their commitment and dedication. Regardless of the circumstances, our schools have stayed open. Even during difficult times, our students and families have received the necessary educational services that they've needed. I'd like to close with the goals of the Early Child Education Awareness Month Board of Directors statements. One is to raise awareness of the support systems available to families with children up to birth and 5 years old. Acknowledge the work, the commitment, and dedication of our early childhood educators. And three, inform the community that kindergarten readiness begins at birth. These are the formative years. Early childhood education plays a significant role in a child's life, health, and well-being. We need to make sure that they will have all the opportunities to become successful as they begin their educational journey. Thank you.
And we're back. A very important message from Superintendent Velasquez, and he touched on a lot of topics concerning February as Early Childhood Education Awareness Month. And we're going to start off with Mr. Padilla. Tell us a little bit about the history of Early Childhood Month.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So like Mr. Velasquez mentioned in his video, this is a project that we started 6 years ago with several community partners. Those partners include obviously, the county school superintendent's office, our friends at the U of A and the family resource centers, child family resources, Mariposa Community Health Center, the Nogales and Santa Cruz County libraries. We love Nogales. And the Child Parent Centers, which is Head Start, as well as First Things First. So this project, again, really started as an idea from Mr. Velasquez to let the community know more about the importance of early childhood education and the significant impact that it has for all of our young children and future generations. So we started and we really wanted to do a lot of different community events to really get the word out about the importance of early childhood education. So we want to do a couple of things during the month. The first is to let families and parents know more about all of the different resources that are available for them in the community to help their children have positive learning experiences before they enter kindergarten, so that once they enter kindergarten, because of those positive experiences that they have, they will start off on the right foot, right? And the other goal, I think, that is really important to our committee is that we let others know about the importance of early childhood education. Those others could be, the business community, other members of the community who maybe don't have, children in that age range of 0 to 5, but can still have really significant impacts within our community. So certainly our, business partners, other stakeholders, we want to inform them about the importance of early childhood and the effect that it has on future generations, because they can also provide support to what we're trying to do so that more children in our community have the opportunity for those positive experiences.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Francisco mentioned something about the committee, and this started 6 years ago, and the committee has pretty much remained the same, which is pretty incredible. And that's just a testament to Francisco, to Jennifer, to everyone else involved, the fact that everybody on the committee is equal, everybody understands the importance of what we're doing, and everybody volunteers to do whatever it takes to let people know about the importance of early childhood education. Jennifer, what would you like to say?
And I would just reiterate what Alfredo and Pancho said, which is that it is important to the committee that we reach families, and that families know that if you are raising your family in Santa Cruz County, that there is a continuum of services from right when you are thinking about getting pregnant to enter kindergarten, that we are here to support you. There's resources in the community available to make sure that you have your basic needs met. There is education, there are play groups, there's home visitation. And so we want to make sure that the resources we have in Santa Cruz County are available, and that every family knows about them. We also want to make sure that they have the message that early childhood brain development is the most important time of a child's life. Many people think that maybe their child's education is going to start in kindergarten, but we know that it's very, very important. Those rich home experiences that they have a long-term impact on children. And so we want to be there to support parents and making sure that they build resilient children. And when we have these strong, strong connections in our community, it makes for a stronger community long-term. It impacts the school districts. The school districts will have better learning because we won't have as much remediation. Unfortunately, what we know in early childhood education is that if your child does show up to, A.J. Mitchell or one of the Rio Rico school districts in kindergarten, if they're behind, they might never make the educational gains needed to graduate high school. And so we want to make that message known that every child has the ability to be successful, and that we have the resources here right in Santa Cruz County to make sure that they're getting them and that they are successful in school. And like Pancho said, it's really important that we get the message to everybody, because we are all one community and it affects all of us. And so if we want to grow our economy, we need to invest in early childhood, because we know that it'll be a reduction in crime rate, it'll be a reduction in high school dropout rates, and it also has a great impact on children's long-term health. We know that the healthier early they are in the early childhood, they'll have better health outcomes like diabetes and heart disease. When you decrease trauma in the early childhood, research shows that it really helps those long-term health outcomes. And so I think when you put all that together, it makes a really great community awareness message.
Definitely. You mentioned about kindergarten readiness and the importance of getting something before getting into kindergarten, and something we always talk about, people are very concerned about saving money for college when the real investment should be those early years, 0 to 5. That should be the focus, because those are the most important developmental years. You know, everybody wants their child, obviously, to go to college, or most people do, and but it's more important to focus on those early years to make sure that they have that stable beginning so that they can have success that first year of kindergarten. That's something that we talk about quite a bit.
And I think that we're in a unique situation in Santa Cruz County that we have the county superintendent of schools who recognizes that. I think that that is unique to us. I think we're very, very fortunate to have his support in early childhood because a lot of people, like I said, they think that the education starts at kindergarten, and we all know that it doesn't.
Exactly, and Superintendent Velasquez, for those of you who don't know or didn't have him in class, I mean, he's really old, so I'm sure he's had most of the town in his class. But you know, as a first grade teacher, he could see it firsthand. He saw the kids that had that early education and came in. And the kids that didn't. And so he's a huge supporter for that, and that's why we're on our sixth annual, and we just keep getting better every time. So a few things that are going to happen this month. Obviously, the city and the county proclaim it education, or February's Early Childhood Education Month. Next week, we'll be presenting, the three of us, we'll be presenting to the Chamber of Commerce. And we do that because the organizations obviously there need to know, but also the businesses. I mean, there's a huge return on investment if you help your employees with childcare, as far as just revenue, profit, just simply because you are able to retain employees more and you have happier employees because they aren't worried about where they're going to put their kid if they're sick from school, if they don't have them in school yet. And so,
I would also add to that, most people don't realize, but it is very, very important that kids get access to preschool. And we do have some phenomenal preschools in the community, but what people don't realize is we are in the childcare desert. We don't have as many preschools as we do kids that need preschool. And so, you know, I think it's all of our hope that once we spread this message that we'll be able to recruit more people into the early childhood field, and that places like the county can promote having more preschools, I hope.
Exactly. And, you know, our dream here at the county that we always try to set up is some type of childcare center for county employees. We're going to keep fighting for that and see what we can do, you know. But we need to benchmark, and we need some examples, and we need everybody on board in order to do it. Also, we have a couple trainings for parent educators. We have an ACES training. What does that mean, Jen? What's an ACES training?
I'm going to give it to Pancho.
Okay. So ACES training is, ACES stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. Great. And it's something that has really gained a lot of momentum in the last couple of years, especially. So there's a way for anybody who's familiar with ACEs to do sort of a screening to see how many ACEs or adverse childhood experiences a person has had in their lifetime, right? And the more adverse childhood experiences someone's had in their lifetime, the more likely they are to have been affected negatively by those, and that can affect somebody's mental health. That can affect somebody's physical health. But what we really want to do through this training is educate and I think inform those early childhood professionals about the importance of them being able to talk to, you know, children and their parents, more importantly, about that. So that they can understand and kind of get to the root causes when they, you know, maybe have children in their care who they see have, you know, behavioral issues, mm-hmm. or other issues that they kind of, you know, spot and run into with kids. So it's really important, and I think especially right now, you know, the last 2 years obviously have been very challenging for everybody with COVID, and that's only really exacerbated the number of ACEs that, you know, that children are experiencing. You know, parents losing jobs, having to move back in with family because they lose housing, a lot of different things, right? Family members passing away. So all of those things contribute to a child's adverse childhood experiences. And the more those occur and the more those build up, the more negative effects those can have on somebody. And these are long-term effects that, you know, that we carry for the rest of our lives. And so by training people on ACEs, the hope is that they become more familiar and they can identify those and get those families and those children the resources in our community to help them become more resilient and to hopefully overcome those types of challenges that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
Good. Thank you so much for that. We also have another training that we will have on the 19th, also for parent educators. And the idea is this person will come in and talk to educators on how they can get fathers more involved. It's a topic that, that you see all the time. And obviously the traditional family, the father is working, the parents take care, the wife usually spends most of the time with the child. But it's very important that the father is involved also. And so we'll be working on that. And also we have a resource fair where we will have the opportunity for early childhood educators to be in contact with the different resources they have as far as education and different things that early childhood educators might be interested in. So we'll be having that. Go ahead.
And I would also add that to the resource fair, one of our key principles and first things first, one of their shining stars is the quality assurance that they have in early childhood and in the preschools. And so part of the resource fair is just assuring that the child care providers that we have in Nogales and in Rio Rico and in the whole county have resources to provide the highest quality care that they can. And so in order to do that, they need more education, they need more information, they need access to the most recent and relevant information about raising kids. And one thing that we have in Nogales and Rio Rico that's phenomenal is so many in-home care providers. And I think that's unique to our community. I think we all love our home care providers, but we need to be able to make sure that they have access to all the training and resources available to traditional preschools. And so I think that the resource fair is a great way to do that. And to recruit, like I said, to recruit more people into the field.
Exactly. And then on the 24th, we're going to have an award ceremony. Along with anything like this, it's very important to recognize the superstars in our community that have done so much for early childhood education. And so we'll be having an award ceremony for them. There's 10 this year. You'll be seeing their billboard on the Patagonia Highway there, right inside town there. And then on the 26th, we're going to have an arts fair. Everybody who's involved, all the families that are involved with our parent educator programs here in Santa Cruz County are going to be doing some art down on Morley Avenue. So we're excited about that. So that's what we got planned. We're extremely excited. Before we shut down here, does anybody else want any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I think your office does such a great job of coordinating all of the council and all the committee members and finding people that are just really heroes in the community and acknowledging that. And we
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you for that compliment. And obviously, I don't know if you guys have ever been down here to the Family Resource Center. There's one in Nogales. There's one in Rio Rico. And we still have one in Patagonia?
Yep.
All right. And we're looking to expand even more, hopefully. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And we will see you next week, where we'll have another educational forum, Santa Cruz County School Superintendent's Office educational forum focused on Early Childhood Education Month. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.